Hi everyone, it's Roger and Matt here, Founder of This Kingdom Podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking all about a number of different topics. We're going to be talking about Universal's new theme park, because I figure that's going to have a massive impact on Disney. So we're going to be talking about Epic Universe, which is going to be coming to Orlando. We're also going to be talking about the voice of Minnie Mouse passing away. We're also going to be talking about Disney Magic Kingdoms and the latest update to that, and probably a few other little bits and pieces in the meantime. Now, quick bit of housekeeping before we go any further. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest videos. And also, you can find us on the different audio platforms, so feel free to check us out there. And obviously, as well, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and obviously on DizKingdom.com. And if you haven't as well, also done so, go check out our What's on Disney Plus podcast with me and James, where we talk about all the big movie news of the week. Quick note, if you notice a little bit of a difference in how we sound or how we look, we are using some different software. Unfortunately, Google decided to close down the application we've been using for a number of years, and so we're trying out something different, so hopefully it'll work out okay. Me and James recorded a podcast this morning and went through five different programs before we found one that actually worked, so hopefully this one will be a little bit smoother. So, Matt, so you've had a good week, I hope?
Just been taking care of my ducks.
Ducks. Yes, I keep seeing you putting ducks up. Because at first I was going, has he got ducks? It's like, yeah, so you have ducks.
Yeah, I got some ducklings. I wanted some pet birds that weren't confined to a cage. So I got some ducks, and I'll have a good supply of eggs.
Good. Yeah, that's always a good thing. Yeah. And on that note, I have actually started watching the new season of DuckTales on Disney Life over here because...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, I finished off Star Wars Clone Wars Season 6. I've done all the Clone Wars, done all the Rebels. So that's what I've been primarily focused on. So
yeah, I just finished Amphibia myself.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get into that one. I've just
Possibly doing a review for the site about the show.
Cool. I'm hoping to see it soon. It looks quite fun from all the different clips I'm seeing. But It's a kind of one of those situations of... We're in that situation, as we say, on numerous kinds. The Disney Channel over here works very differently. I'm hoping everything starts becoming a little bit more smoother now that it's all under one house, and obviously once Disney Plus comes along. But nevertheless, let's jump into the big news really of the week. And we knew it was coming. Universal announced a brand new theme park called Epic Universe, which is going to be nearly twice the size of its current land that they're using for all the theme parks that they've got. And they've really got some new land. It's a few miles away from where they are. It's kind of like a press announcement. I did watch some of it, but I'll be honest, it was...
It was boring. let me tell you. Yeah, it was revealed the name, revealed concept art, and they've been dodging questions the entire time. It's like, okay, what IPs are in the land? Oh, we can't tell you. Is Nintendo going to be there? Oh, we can't tell you. Is there going to be an opening date or some rights you can show us? Oh, we can't tell anything.
Yeah, I started watching it and I was going, well, is the video really bad or is it just me? And then I went on to another video and it was, I'm going, are they actually going to say anything? Because I've got the press release.
They just showed concept art. That's it. No date. It's like, we did it. It's 12 miles from the park and that's it.
I think it's good that they've got it out there. And obviously, this theme park is going to be epic.
Hopefully. I honestly think they just rushed it out just to do something for D23.
Yeah, I think so, because I think whatever Disney are going to be announcing, then they kind of wanted to nip their heels, you know, and I think obviously we'll go into that. But for me, looking at the concept art, just looking here.
Yeah.
That's a great big hotel at the top by the looks of it.
Yeah.
We've got one land over here. We've got
I think it's rumored to be Universal Monsters.
Yeah. And then there's another land down here with like a big roller coaster.
Yeah, I think that's Hatching Your Dragon.
And then there's another land over here where there's some... The good, interesting thing of this art, where I did notice, massive bit of green.
Expansions,
and that's what we like to hear. I'll be honest, when I first said to my wife, I said, apparently they're doing Fantastic Beasts, How to Train Your Dragon, Monsters, and also Nintendo. My wife was like, what? That's not really very impressive.
Especially Fantastic Beasts, considering the second movie was eh.
I think Fantastic Beasts has got a different idea in the fact that if they tie it in with Harry Potter, and who knows, by the time this part comes along, they could have new movies. The Fantastic Beasts will be a few more movies in.
There's going to be like three more movies.
Yeah, and I think as well as they can connect that into... Harry Potter as well, and I think I don't really think the Harry Potter area even if it's Fantastic Beasts, it will just be all interconnected. Whether or not it's Hogwarts or something different, it will survive. The universe...
Their big thing is that they can't use a character, so it's like Galaxy's Edge without the characters. That's one aspect that never appealed to me. It's like, because you can't meet Harry, you can't meet Neville or anybody like that.
Yeah, I think especially over in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, it's a lot easier to go and meet like Kylo Ren and Chewbacca than like a real, you know, when you go meet Rey or Poe, you can see the differences. So it's a little bit tricky. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just need to put, you know, a little thing there and we're good to go. I've got the glasses. And I got the English accent. So there is that kind of weird thing. So I think that was okay. How to Train Your Dragon, that franchise I thought was finished off with the last
movie. I don't get it. It's like everybody's like, oh, that's How to Train Your Dragon. It's like, okay, but the TV show is done. The movies are done. And why would you build your franchise, your section of the park based on a franchise that's basically done? Like, I would get if it's like DreamWorks Village, where it's like a whole bunch of movies, not just How to Train Your Dragon.
One attraction, a roller coaster, like you say, flying through the air like a banshee kind of thing. Perfect. I think that would be great. A whole area thing.
Like soaring, but dragons would be perfect.
I think that would be excellent, but I don't think a whole area just seems right. I do think as well, the monsters part is a bit of an odd one, you know, like...
I've seen some fanboy clamoring for Universal Monsters, but I just don't see it happening. It's like... movies that are like 70, 80 years old and their reboots all bombed?
Well, they had that whole idea for that dark universe, didn't they? And the mummy it's like, there again.
And there's Frankenstein and there's Dracula and werewolf.
I don't think it's a bad idea if they do like a themed, because those characters are like quite generic and it could be like a Transylvania, you know, it could be kind of a horror area, and I know the horror zone of,
you know, what would make more sense? Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, I just think it's more the fact of, like, I know like my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are going out next month to you, and they're going out to Orlando for 2 weeks. They're only going to Universal because of they love all the Halloween Horror Nights. So I think there is a very big crowd of people that go to Universal for the Halloween stuff. So I think a whole themed area, a little bit more grown up, a little bit more, you know, a Hotel Transylvania area would be great, but I think a little bit more of a grown up area would allow them a little bit more scope to do so.
True.
This is going to be the big thing of having three big parks. I know they're saying they've got four parks and they're a big thing. And we're going, we've got four parks and we're on par with Disney. No, one's a water park. If you want to put yourself...
Maybe call it a theme park. I don't know why.
Well, it's that thing of like, well, if you want to call that a theme park, then we include Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon and Ned for
Disney. And Disney still triumphs over numbers.
I'll be honest, when we were there last year, we were driving by the Volcano Bay, and I'm going, that looks like the entire swimming area is on the highway.
Yeah. And
I was like, that doesn't look very secure. Looks, you know, you're in the queue just looking down on the traffic.
And like, most of those slides are just carryovers from Wet n' Wild.
Yeah. I mean, I love the water parks. So, I mean, last time, you know, we always have a few days at the water parks when we go. So we just didn't do it. But now you can kind of go to, you know, with this theme park and all the expansions they're putting in, it's really how it's going to make Universal like its own weekend. I can see people going down for long weekends just for Universal. I know for us Brits, we tend to always do have, you know, a few days at Universal because, you know, they are great theme parks. I mean, I love Disney, but we always go to Universal when we're there, and we always have a great time, and I love the rides, and I love the attractions.
I haven't been there since 2010, to be honest, because Harry Potter kind of ruined it for me. All of those people cramped in such a small area.
Yeah, there is some of that Gringotts ride, and the one at Hogwarts, they are fantastic, and then you got the Transformers ride. But for me, I love
Universal. And Universal has been a little disappointing, honestly, because we've been converting tram tour sections from Hollywood to Florida, calling them rides, and then Hagrid's and Jurassic World constantly breaking down every single day. It's just not a good look for them.
I'll be honest, the Fast and Furious ride should probably be called Slow and Plodding. It was awful.
Oh, God.
And Kong probably wouldn't have been so bad, but we've done like an hour in this really bad
queue. It's it's a tram tour section with a cute line. That's it.
So those, they do need a little bit of work on. But I think they've got it. I think they're definitely going to push Disney. This is going to continue. You know, Hogwarts and all that area really pushed Disney to do something like Avatar and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
More themed areas. And I think that's definitely a cool thing. It's going to take a while to go on. I'm going to be interested to see what Disney pull out the next year and the year before. You know, they run about, you know, all these. And now, of course, there's all this talk about them announcing a secret project at the event. And it's like, yeah, and people, the theme park fans are getting a little bit maybe carried away. Like,
yeah, they're hoping for a fifth gate. It's not happening.
Yeah, and I think the big question,
if it is happening, it's going to be at the 50th.
Yes, if they're going to announce it, I do think it really depends on if and when Disney are able to buy the contract for Marvel off of Universal, because that is the one thing I think which could give them a whole area. I mean, I think
that in Simpsons, having Simpsons somewhere in Disney World.
I think Simpsons definitely seem, you know, we can see from the D23, the way they are pushing it, that Simpsons are being incorporated into Disney.
Yeah, they could easily do something Simpsons at Disney Springs or something.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming in, especially over the few years ahead. But I think a fifth gate for, you know, for Disney makes a lot more sense now with Marvel, but also with the Fox franchises. They've just got this whole slew of new stuff that they could use. I don't think necessarily going to make a Marvel theme park. It would just be a themed area within it.
Yeah, there is one last thing I want to touch up on.
Yeah,
I've been hearing people online, well, mostly Star Wars haters, saying that Nintendo's going to trump over Galaxy Edge. And honestly, I just don't see it happening, like, theme-wise. Like, sure, you can have it super look Nintendo, but everything's going to look, like, super plasticky compared to Galaxy's Edge.
It probably could do. I don't really fall into that line, because to me, it's like, you know, like Avatar area, the Pandora world, it's beautiful. It's amazing. I love it there. And I'm sure Galaxy's Edge is going to be great when I finally get there. But that's Galaxy's Edge. That's Hogwarts. That's like, it's thing about, oh, I was trying to, you know, because, you know, this whole battle between the two. Yeah, I prefer Disney, but I don't have that problem. I think that really pushed the envelope for what they could do there. And I think if they're going in to now making a brand new theme park, we're going to see much more theming areas rather than just these random hodgepodge rides put together. They'll probably might still have a few areas like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, to build a whole area around this particular franchise is tricky. And also now Universal have to pick that, you know, they have to pick their own. Will they want to go out and, you know, license other IPs? Because they've got that problem. They've been stung a couple of times already with Disney. They might not want to go down that line.
Especially in Japan, where we have licenses across various different anime studios and Toho for Godzilla and such.
Yeah, I just feel like this should be good. I'm really excited about it. But they really kind of, I know they kind of came out and here's some concept art and we're working on a park. We've got the area, we've got the land, and we're doing it.
They should have waited.
The trouble is, it swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Because on one hand, announce it, get it out there, say what you're doing, start construction, and leave it alone and be like, everyone can be like, we're building a theme park. It's coming in a few years' time. It's coming in 5 years, whatever. We're building something. We'll tell you about it later. Now everyone knows it. Now construction can start and they can leave it, because the IPs in 3 years' time that they announce it are going to be different to maybe what they are now. Maybe they've got plans for IPs that they haven't even announced the movies for. You know, it's tricky. And I can see why they've got it out there. They've shown off some little bit of concept art. And because it's going to take years. I mean, we'll be, you know, if this isn't done by, you think of how long things like
Galaxy's Edge. Like 2025 at least.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a while off. And I think it makes sense for them to have done this, get it out there. It does also mean the other thing of what's going to be coming to the Universal theme parks between now and then.
Yeah, and it's still not the worst name for a Universal park. Do you remember when Alan's Adventure was called Universal Studios Escape?
Was it? I don't.
Yeah, that was like super early on, and then they changed it to Islands of Adventure a few months later.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, I mean, I'm still not entirely convinced Epic Universe is a great name. It doesn't exactly sound.
Yeah, it's just sounds like a movie universe thing, not a theme park. Obviously, that's like calling Disney's Hollywood Universe.
Yeah, well, I think I've been worn down because of the WWE calling everything the WWE Universe, which still is stupid. But yeah, so that's Universal. Let us know in the comments below what you're excited for about this. Are you interested? What things are you looking forward to seeing? Love to hear from you. Let's now move onto some sad news. And unfortunately, they announced this week that the voice of Minnie Mouse passed away. I'm just going to just double check before we go on. It was Russi Taylor.
I think it's Russi Taylor.
She was 75 years old. She's been working like in voice for over 4 decades. She's been the Minnie Mouse for over 30 years. I mean, this was making like mainstream news over here on the BBC. Mm-hmm. On the 6 o'clock news, you know, and it was really, this really caught a lot of people's attention. But she did a lot of other voices. You know, she did stuff for Simpsons. She did stuff for Huey, Dewey, and Louie, for DuckTales. She's been doing loads of video games.
Muppet Babies and such. Yeah.
I mean, she was working on Mickey and the Roadsters. She was working on the Mickey Mouse Show. She was working right up till pretty much recently.
Yeah, she also just... They also confirmed she did her lines for Runaway Railway and the upcoming Halloween and Christmas shows Disney Magic Kingdom.
I mean, just to run through some of the things, she was in the DuckTales, she was in Rescuers Down Under, Tailspin, The Little Mermaid, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, Kim Possible, Sophia the First, The Lion Guard, Tangled the Series. She was also in, Baby Gonzo of Muppet Babies, Strawberry Shortcake, Pebbles Flintstone, Duchess the Cat in the film Babe. She was also in Martin Prince and the Twins, Sherry and Terry in The Simpsons. Someone that seemed to work, and there was a constant flood of people that worked with her, sharing stories and people, and it was one of those things going, everyone just, and you know, they were showing videos of her ringing some of the people she was working with, ringing their kids and talking to them as Minnie Mouse, and just seemed having a real, like, really enjoyed just doing it. Mm-hmm. And also, more importantly, you know, she was doing a lot of the series and stuff. Now, there's talk of with like Simpsons or whether or not they were sometimes with Simpsons.
Well, that's for tradition. Every time the voice actor or voice actress dies, they retire the character. That's happened with Troy McClure and Lionel Hutz, Lunch Lady Doris, and they recently brought her back, but they changed her name to Lunch Lady Dora. So
yeah,
they're basically treating her as another character. And Bleedingum's Murphy, the list goes on. They always retire the Simpsons character rather than recast them.
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting how they do that with the Simpsons. Obviously, like with Disney, will recast Minnie Mouse and somebody else.
Yeah, no doubt.
They do that. It's just something that they do with all their characters and stuff. But also, her husband used to do Mickey Mouse as well. And that was just kind of quite, you know, and I mean, that's been, it was just one of those touching stories. The fact that it made main, it really caught everyone. It was more of a, you know, she was 75, but also kind of an uplifting thing of everyone talking of how great it was and the character. And yeah, it's the fact that it, like I said, it even caught mainstream news over here, which you don't tend to get too often, but I think this one was really popular one.
Well, she was one of the most iconic Disney voices, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and she's been out doing it for a while. But shifting gears now, let's talk now about Disney Magic Kingdoms. This was something you wanted to bring up. And so do you want to give us an update on what's currently going on in the game?
Basically, they just announced for a new update. It's Finding Nemo. Yep. So you're going to have Nemo, Marlin, Dory, Hank, Bruce, Crush, and Squirt as the characters. And there's also going to be some changes to the attraction enhancement. They're going to drop down the prices to make it easier to level up. And they're bringing in the Disneyland Haunted Mansion as an attraction for the 50th anniversary as a little cross-promotion thing.
Yeah,
and some other tidbits.
So how's the general feeling of the game at the minute? Because it went a bit south recently. I dropped out. I'd had enough of the antics. How's it kind of been going on since then?
The tower challenges are awful. But I'm still playing because they just added in DuckTales.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things as well. Of like, my wife told me, she goes, where's all the apps gone on your iPad? It's like, no, I deleted them. It's like, you've deleted all of them. It's like, yeah, I cleared them all out. I had a thing because it's just, I think it's one of those things. And one thing I wanted to bring up just before about mobile games, Marvel Contest of Champions is introducing like a monthly subscription package where you get like a bonus. You get a load of bonuses, you get points, you get extra things, you get lots of, and it's kind of like this, like $10 a month, and you get this, and you get that, and you get all these different updates, and a permanent XP boost, and all these kind of things. And I was watching this video, and I'm going, that's okay, we've got to that point now where they want us to pay $10 a month to have boosts to play. And I did just...
Yeah, Disney Heroes does the same thing, except it's like $3 a month.
Yeah,
and you get like 100 gems every day.
Yeah, I did do it for about 2 months while I did it, and I was like, okay, this is not too bad. But I think the trouble is, again, as I'm getting to that thing of looking at everything against Xbox Game Pass, and I'm just going, for £8 a month or $10 a month, I'm getting all of this proper video games.
Yeah,
like $10 a month for a monthly subscription thing for a mobile game. I was just like, this is...
I think my problem with Disney Heroes is that they're actually introducing way too many characters. I can't keep up because ever since June, we've had almost 15 characters. Bunny Ducky, Bo Peep, Rafiki, Simba, Timon and Pumbaa, Robin Hood, Duke Kaboom, and the Beast...
What's very odd for me about this, about Disney Heroes, there's not a lot of fanfare for it. There's no talk of it. There's very little like PR side of things from it.
Barely any YouTubers covering it. They mostly just cover Magic Kingdoms.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did have a look at it for a while, but you know, the whole thing of just like, no, I'm just... the price of them. And I think as well, the big problem was the shifting of the servers and stuff. So that was always a bit...
Yeah, I was one of the first to actually play that game because it launched in Canada first. Mm. So I was the first one covering it for this site.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, but then once I kind of got into it, I don't know. I think this year was that I hit a brick wall. And I'll be honest, I even hit that. I started playing... Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the Black Order on the Nintendo Switch. And I went through like the first two zones, the first few areas, and I'm like, I'm really not feeling this. I like the last two, and I know I'm going to have to go back to it another time because...
Yeah, you can feel there was a lot of cutbacks and such. Like, you could feel it was rushed, even though they tried to make it cartoony, like the comics, you can tell there's something wrong, or we are just trying to stick to the original formula way too much.
I'm gonna try it out when I go on vacation and when I'm away from, and I know that I've got time to sit there and play it on the plane and stuff, and just see if I kind of slide back into it. Because I think that's probably what it might be. Sometimes when a game doesn't click and you go back to it and it clicks again, or if you know, it just wasn't quite hitting what I wanted at that time, so I just dropped out, and I'll go back to it. Up till we got Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order coming out in November. This doesn't seem to be a huge amount of the stuff that I want to play. And the only good thing is, like I said, hopefully we'll start seeing a lot more games coming through now that they've kind of brought a new team in to deal with the video game side. But there's a couple of other things I just want to bring up quickly before we head off. And this week, the big event, Gen Con out in the US, which was all about tabletop games. They announced tons of new ships for X-Wing, lots of things there. They also announced loads of expansions for Star Wars Legion. They also announced some new ships for Armada, which I know all the Armada fans are really excited about, having some new ships. They also, and this was the key one, they announced two new Marvel games. You've got Marvel Champions, which is like a living card game from Final Fantasy Games.
Yeah, that one honestly confused me. I thought it was an app game at first.
It's a proper... So you get the main thing, and then each month they'll be releasing a separate like update for it, and you can buy them. So, I mean, I play Star Wars Destiny. It's Gonna be the key thing with that one is whether or not I can find anyone. But the good thing is it can be played for one player, so that might be a way of trying it out. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me. I don't really have any friends that are into those kind of games here.
Yeah, well, for me, I've got a gaming club that I go to weekly, and there's a local store which is like a Star Wars night. So I play all the Star Wars games. So that's really kind of got into it the last sort of 18 months. Mm-hmm. And having a weekly club, and we've got a group, and you know, it gets me out. I have an evening away from the internet and just have some time playing Star Wars stuff. And the big one they announced was a new Marvel game called, I think it's Crisis something. And it's made by Atomic Mass Games. It's kind of have a starter pack with like 10 characters. So you've got a few of the main ones in there. And then each month they're releasing a separate upgrade with either a different character or a different mission pack. And they're adding loads of extra stuff next year. And I've been saying to all the Star Wars guys, go, my rule is only doing Star Wars. I'm not doing Warhammer or anything else. But I said, if they do something with Marvel, I'm screwed because I'm going to want all of it. And
yeah, Disney's like, here, give me your wallet.
Yeah, literally for this was for me was that the miniatures game with the Marvel characters was like, I'm in, I'm done. I've just got to try and convince as many people as possible to get in.
The only way you're going to convince me to try those games is if you do a Disney one.
Yeah.
Like normal Disney.
Yeah, I think the trouble is, and I think Marvel's got a much more mainstream appeal and will pull people in. I think looking at like it can work as a board game, but I think going to the gamer clubs of when I've been to like the shops and stuff nearby, I don't know if the Disney audience will actually, they will go.
Yeah, the closest we have is USAOPLY.
Yeah,
just released a DuckTales role-playing board game.
They're also the same company. They've got a new Kingdom Hearts board game coming up as well this fall. Yeah, there's a lot of things for board games and you know different groups and stuff do together. I think the miniatures are going to be a bit tricky because I don't think the audience, I mean, just, you know, there's a few of us been playing Star Wars Legion and X-Wings and stuff, but I don't think the Disney will pull it in. Looking at the audience of all my friends in these clubs, I go and there's 70, 80 middle-aged blokes all playing games. It's like, yeah, Disney's not, Marvel will work, but Disney, I can't see that one working. But nevertheless, I think that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of the Disc Kingdom podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. You can find us over at DiscKingdom.com. You can find us obviously on YouTube and audio platforms as well. Make sure you do that and go check us out over at What's on Disney Plus as well. Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on my YouTube channel. It's called Matthew O'Brien. I just do travel vlogs.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.